John Ralston, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
You start your column remembering the day that your child was born, and she was born as Maddie Ralston 21 years ago. Why did you start there, and what do you remember?
Well, I guess I wanted to talk about the journey that I went through and that my child went through since that day almost 21 years ago. I wanted to tell a story about how, while we've gone through a lot, while she has become a he, the one thing that hasn't changed is my love for my kid. And then I really wrote it for my kid, to let my kid know that. But the amazing thing about it is how it has resonated with so many people. And that has been the most surprising thing to me.
And looking back over all those years, how and when did you figure out and come to terms with the fact that your child was transgender?
I think it happened over a long period of time, and I think there were periods, a long period of denial. I didn't really understand what transgender was when he first came out as Jake, and maybe I still had the rationalization that it was a phase, that she would come to terms with this. But gradually, I just saw it wasn't. I saw that this was who my kid really, really is, and my love never changed. I'm not saying that in some kind of noble way. It's just, unfortunately, too many parents are unforgiving or intolerant of this, and they don't accept their kids. That's why there's such a high suicide rate among transgender kids. And to be honest with you, and I haven't even talked about this before, I worried about that. I did worry about that, and not because I wasn't being embracing, but it's tough for these kids, right? They get a lot of bullying, they get a lot of abuse, and you know, life is tough enough without having to, you know, be in the world as a transgender person. So yeah, I worried about all that, and as I've said many, many times since I wrote the piece and in the piece, your first instinct as a parent is to protect your kid from any kind of distress. I mean, I used to get upset when my kid had the sniffles, so you know, that has affected me a lot.
And your column, it's only been published a few days, but it's certainly sparking lots of conversations. What types of feedback are you hearing so far?
The feedback has just been absolutely overwhelming, and it's 99.9% positive. I mean, of course, the vast majority of it is from people I don't know who say thank you for writing this, that love is love, that people need to understand this, and that they think that maybe this can help people see what this is all about. I had no intention of doing that. I'm really, really shocked that it has had that kind of impact. Thrilled if it does help people, because I do think that this issue is going to go on in the real world and in the political world for some time.
Well, and with your role as a prominent political reporter, how difficult has it been to maintain objectivity when we've got policy issues related to people who are transgender?
Well, both of us know objectivity in journalism is a myth, as it is, but it has been especially difficult with this issue, because I have been torn in talking about the transgender bathroom issue, which has been fairly prominent here in Nevada. It was during the 2015 legislature. It's a little bit starting to percolate now in the 2016 campaigns. Not so much with the personal conflict of interest that I obviously have, but my imperative to protect Jake's privacy took over from whatever I thought the professional imperative was. And I have to be honest with you, I think I would feel the same way because of what my proclivities are, but it feels better now. It does, professionally, to have it out in the open.
John, at the end of the day, what do you hope people take away from your column?
Well, at the end of the day, that column was not about my kid transitioning from female to male. That column is about that this is just a kid, that they're all just kids, that they're all just people, that love is what parents should give their child no matter what the child does, that you have to embrace your child. You have to make your child feel that no matter how hard life gets, that you are going to be there for him or her.
John, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
John Ralston is a longtime political reporter in Nevada. He writes the Ralston Reports column in the Reno Gazette Journal and hosts Ralston Live on KNPB. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.